One of the challenges we find in life is, when are we really at peace? When can we really have freedom? Well, maybe listening to this next podcast will give you some guidelines and some hope that through certain promises and things that are offered to you already, and maybe things you already utilize, you can experience the spiritual freedom, deliverance, and peace while this world is in a world of confusion. Please enjoy. PSMCOR. You know, forgiveness, mercy, they go hand in hand. They're a key part of your support system. You see, mercy in its form, the reason it would meet with you is because if you know where you've been taken to the brink of breaking, the brink of burdensome or overwhelmed, if I could say it in other words, you're ashamed and the guilt and everything is just weighing. And then mercy shows up. See, mercy is that part that examines the judge called condemnation and guilt. It does not overlook the action or the deed that was delivered or is in question. It just exposes the intent, the purpose, the plan of the one judging. And therefore, mercy rejoices in judgment because the motive of the judgment is self-gratifying, it's demeaning, it brings the other down. And then there was another that grace comes along in that day as well, grace or goodness and mercy. Grace, because it sums up who God is, for there is none good save our Father which is in heaven. So goodness represents God, and God is graceful. So as that grace observes the actions of all, mercy enters in, and grace observes the moves and the actions of mercy, and grace says, I'll give you the space for that. I'll give you the room to move in that capacity because of what you're doing. You're advocating, you're protecting, you're defending, you're fighting for someone or something that cannot take care of themselves. So with mercy and forgiveness, so now that you've obtained mercy and understand now why mercy, to some degree, it's another look. Mercy is there every morning. You then wonder, what about the forgiveness aspect? The mercy that you have received and the mercy that you have found so blessed in your life, it's forgiven. You get it. The more you share the cases or the times that mercy has been prevalent and manifest in your life, you tell about those things. Because remember, mercy rejoices in judgment. So when you begin to tell it, it's forgiving. It's your story. It's forgiving. And in that forgiving, in that giving of your story, you find victory. But not only that, you find in your story, no matter how it looks battered, beaten, and bruised to the world or others, the God that has it in its hand, the God that is the potter upon which will you now sit, he sees the whole picture. And he says, what I'm giving you, with mercy and goodness and every morning, and the grace that is sufficient. What I'm giving you, I want you to give back, because it's forgiven. And it's that which will generate what is termed and been written as godly sorrow. It would begin to lead them to repentance. And it is at that place of repentance that you find the things that you yourself will now be exchanging to give. Because now as godly sorrow, because you understand why, you see the mercy that has been delivered to you in your life and has delivered you from so many things to get to this point, that it's led you to a place. And that place is called a place of repentance. You get to turn around and now you get to look back over, as it were, and don't want to sound cliche-ish, but you can see over your life as you observe it from your point of view, your place that he has gotten you to, that place of repentance. You can see now how he has been instrumental in your life. You can see the things that you've walked through that you can look at now, and maybe you look at them with a different response, a different feeling, a different emotion, a different understanding, and you look at them and you say thank you. You recognize mercy from that place, and it is in that place that you give your burden over that has been weighing on you, that mercy and grace has carried you through, because now you're at this place. And at that place of repentance, you'll lay those things upon that altar. As you look back over life, you says, you know, I'm gonna give things to people. As I look at the trespasses along my journey, I will forgive those who trespass against me, because it was through ignorance that the things that we did, it was through lack of understanding and misguidance and no light but darkness, that some of the moves that were made in your, on your road to repentance that led you to this place, you can now see that, man, if to do all over, I would do it differently. So what you would then in turn would be to give to those who are now on that journey, forgiveness. See, as you lighten your burden because you see the joy of another that has become victorious because you were willing to help them where no one was there to help you, doing unto others as you would. You wanted someone to help you. You wanted someone to be there for you, but they weren't. And because of the such, you failed. You felt like you could have succeeded and you weren't able to overcome whatever obstacle was at you. But now that you have the opportunity and the shoe is, as we would say, is on the other foot, you now have the opportunity to extend that hand of mercy in the midst of their storm. And that's the part that you'll be given, because it's forgiven. He forgave you of it. And you shine the light that is now in your life into the darkness of their life, because light is forgiven. And it's the light of the good news of the glorious gospel, that you can make it through, that you are more than a conqueror, that greater is he that is in you, that that spirit of fear was not given by God, but that spirit of fear came when venturing off into vineyards and fields and realms that we know not of. We then lose our way and become fearful and begin to adhere and listen to the voices of those around us, and both visible and invisible. And because of being out of location and a state of lost being, we find that we get timid and things overwhelm us. Again, that's fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but we have the authority to speak that light back into it for one more day. and invite God to show us the way, because it's forgiven. As you give to others, notice that fear will be around as you venture off into the living by faith and not by sight. But as fear comes in like a flood, remember the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, to your understanding. Do not lean, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Mercy, forgiveness. Why do we talk about this? Because that's something that doctrines, ideologies, man's way of thinking cannot manipulate nor withhold. That gift was for you. And light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehendeth it not. Don't worry that no one sees your motives, your inspiration, your reasons why. Just know that your Father is happy. So let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Upon this rock I build my church. Never mind everything else that's going around, but I build my church. In the midst of all the dilemma, the confusion, I build my church. What is my church? That someone in the realm that we are in sees who I am. We understand that you can figure things out and you can manipulate wording and language and mathematics and everything because someone lacks understanding. But I build my church upon the fact that someone sees me for who I am. Everything else is searchable, researchable, and experimental, and someone's conclusion. But as he said to Simon Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven, and upon this rock I build my church. Mercy and forgiveness, they are not indicative of your relationship with God and your circumstance. They're there regardless. Every day. Every day. So you keep swinging to let your light shine. Don't allow darkness to overtake your light. Because without your light, those within the world in which God has placed you will now lack guidance. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You are that written epistle. You are that peculiar people. You are that royal priesthood. As mercy and forgiveness lead the way, utilizing the whole armor that he's placed upon you, fight the good fight of faith, in doing everything that you can, stand, and remember, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. PSMCOR, changing our reality. Be sure to share, be sure to check out other platforms that we're on. I mean, we're still putting it together by his grace. Forgiveness. Again, today is forgiven.